The National Broadcasting Company, in the interests of the American system of radio, presents the seventh in a series of eight dramas by George H. Faulkner entitled American Portraits. Tonight's star, Stefan Schnabel. The makers of the American Revolution were not, all of them, American by birth. To represent the huge and decisive contribution of sympathizers from abroad, we have chosen tonight to draw for you a picture of one of the earliest adventurers in arms who came to the aid of our young republic. His name? Well, perhaps you'd like to guess his name as we go along. The title of our play? Reveille. Time is September in the year 1777. Place, the European home of Dr. Benjamin Franklin at Passy, near Paris. A conversation between Dr. Franklin and a mysterious friend draws toward a close. The language is French, but if we may be permitted to translate.
Time, sir, is of the essence. Arrangements have been made for you to sail from Marseille. On Saturday, you will board the French frigate L'Heureux of 24 guns.
L'Heureux, the happy one. A fortunate name, Dr. Franklin.
Yes, and a good omen, I hope. By the way, you are aware that the aid being given the American colonies by the French court in this matter is highly secret. Entirely secret.
Of course. I do not talk. Since 14, I am a soldier.
Ah. The frigate will be disguised as a merchantman under the name of Le Flamand. You will take ship as one Mr. Frank, bearing dispatches for the governor of Martinique. But you will debark, with the help of God, at Portsmouth in New Hampshire.
Lads.
Well, Sarge, what's new at headquarters?
What's new? Is there ever anything new at Valley Forge?
No. You was going to keep your ears open, Sarge. Didn't you hear anything?
Two things I heard. Two. Listen as I was to the big brass gorgets and their grand powwow.
What'd you hear, Sarge?
One, General Washington has wrote a letter to the gentlemen of Congress. A swilling of their port back in York in front of a fire. Gents, he says, we must have instant aid, or else we must either starve or disband.
Yeah.
And the General, God bless him, has heard back.
What did he say?
The gentlemen of Congress are sending us
food, shoes,
riches,
guns,
ammunition.
Food.
No, lads.
What?
They're sending a committee.
A
committee to investigate and report back and so on and so on, et cetera, et cetera.
We ought to skin them to make shoe leather.
Point two. The boy made a speech.
Lafayette?
The boy himself. Gentlemen, he says, what this army needs is to be an army. Right now, he says, we're not an army at all. We're a mere rabble. Oh, hold on now. He was right complimentary. No ordinary rabble, he says, could have held out like us. But we need somebody to tell us what to do, and how to do it, and why to do it.
Did he have any notions about what we're going to eat while we're doing it?
Well, no. The point wasn't mentioned. His lordship, the quartermaster general, Mr. Mifflin, he wasn't there. He's in York by the fire, chomping on a side of beef.
That does it. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going home, back to Poughkeepsie, where all the pigs have four legs and turn into pork overnight.
I'm with you.
Unbolt the door, Corporal.
That's it.
Corporal, close the door for the love of God. Thank you.
Man, this is Colonel Alexander Hamilton, General Washington's aide on tour of inspection. Colonel, this is what's left of my regiment. 4th New York, as you know.
What was your strength when we went into winter quarters here, Captain Walker?
90 men.
And now?
This morning, sir, there were 30 of us left.
Oh. What are those men doing in their bunks, Captain, this hour in the evening?
We're short of clothing, sir. Some of us have no breeches. We have to share about. The naked ones lie in the bunks.
Huh? Well, let's have a look at this boy. Sleeps pretty soundly. Lift the blanket, Captain.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes. It's Wilson from Newburg. He was in a bad way this morning. The lungs, you know, and the frost. But he's not asleep, sir. He's dead.